Over the past 9 episodes, we explored the multifaceted nature of self-friendship. From understanding and nurturing our desires, to practicing emotional self-care. As you understand your deepest desires and take deliberate action in your life, you'll find success and you'll also face failure. This week, we'll explore how a strong relationship with yourself helps you build resilience, the ability to recover by living through the challenges that you encounter.
You're listening to Changes Begin Small with Damian President. Changes Begin Small will help you take action in your life with intention and purpose. In each episode, I invite you to take action to live the life that you want.
What is resilience? Psychologists define resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress, such as family and relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace and financial stresses. Resilience is especially important when you experience uncertainty, fear, discomfort from your thoughts about a circumstance in your life. You will experience your feelings, process them as we discussed in the last episode. But when you're resilient, you also know that you will learn from these experiences and you will be okay. You develop resilience through processing difficulties and recovering from them. That's really the only way. Resilience is what helps you experience personal growth through times of stress and difficult change. There are 4 types of resilience: emotional, social, mental, and physical. Emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from sadness or disappointment. It means you can handle your emotions without getting overwhelmed, and you can find joy again after something upsetting happens. Social resilience is about maintaining strong relationships and feeling connected to others, even during difficult times. It's the ability to get along well with friends and family, and to ask for help when you need it. Mental resilience is the strength to face challenges and solve problems without giving up. It means you can stay focused and keep trying, even when things are difficult or when you're learning something new. Physical resilience refers to your body's ability to recover from illness or injury quickly. It's about staying healthy and strong, so you can keep doing the things you love, even if you get sick or hurt. Self-acceptance and self-love are important here. Self-acceptance means seeing yourself fully, recognizing your strengths and your challenges. It means being grounded in who you are right now, not some historical idea of who you were or a mythical idea of who you should be. You need to see yourself to truly love yourself. And loving yourself is an amplifier for resilience because it gives you a strength boost to face challenges head on, knowing you are worthy of overcoming them. In fact, the practices we've been working on throughout this series have so many benefits. Without being aware of it, you've already been building your resilience. Isn't that amazing? Through mindfulness and emotional awareness, for example, by using RAIN, you've learned to recognize and process your emotions. And this emotional agility is a key aspect of resilience. You have been learning how not to be overwhelmed by emotions, which allows you to see challenges clearly so that you can try out different responses and find solutions. In terms of your inner dialogue, the conversations you have with yourself shape your reality. I still so clearly remember the first time that I heard that your thoughts are the foundational building blocks of your life. By noticing your inner dialogue and deliberately cultivating it, you've learned to challenge the naysayer and reinforce your belief in your abilities. This positive self-talk is crucial when facing setbacks, as it keeps hope and determination alive. Self-care and central nervous system support. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being through self-care practices and supporting your central nervous system has taught you the importance of recovery. Recovery is vital in resilience, ensuring you have the energy and health to tackle challenges. And the last part that you have been practicing is understanding and honoring your desires. Knowing what you truly want out of life gives you direction and motivation. This clarity acts as a compass during tough times, helping you to stay focused on your long-term goals despite short-term obstacles. So, what are some practical strategies for enhancing your resilience? Well, for emotional resilience, find ways to intentionally experience positive emotions, such as curiosity, helps build your emotional resilience. I have 5 very practical suggestions for you to do right now. Tell a joke. Read a poem. Watch animal videos. Yes, watching animal videos does have some benefit. Look outside the window. Sing at the top of your lungs. It may vary for you, but these are some things that may help you experience positive emotions. Social resilience. There are 2 main ways to build social resilience. This is connecting with others and accepting support. For connecting with others, touch and gratitude are crucial. A 6-second handshake or hug. Yes, 6 seconds. I know, I've tried it. It's very long. But when you do that, you activate all sort of feel-good neurotransmitters, including oxytocin, which helps you build resilience. Or an easier entry is to send someone a note expressing gratitude. Or on the next level, you can call them or tell them face to face. This act of gratitude for someone else helps you see how you are connected and supported by other people. Let's give it a try right now. Pause this episode and send a friend a message of thanks. Be specific about what you're thanking them for. And this is important. Feel the gratitude in your body. Feel the gratitude before you express it. For mental resilience, if you've been accepting the invitations in episodes of this podcast, you're really good at mental resilience. Because the main ways that we build mental resilience is by learning something new, taking new challenges, planning for the future, and finding opportunities to be positive. I find the activities for this one to be the most playful personally. So here are 5 ideas. Snap your fingers 5 times together. Count backwards from 100 by 7 or 9. Solve a riddle. Use your non-dominant hand to complete a task. Say no when you need to and treat it as a full sentence. Now, for physical resilience, this happens by moving your body in different ways for endurance, flexibility, balance, and strength. And it also happens through mindfulness and meditation. Not only do you improve your heart and lungs, you also rewire your brain through these practices. So now think about the 4 types of resilience. Is there a particular one that you want to make sure you spend more time on today or this week? For example, do you want to add in a morning walk to your routine, paying attention to what's new in the neighborhood for both physical and mental resilience? Or perhaps you'll extend all hugs to 6 seconds for social resilience. As you think about the suggestions I shared, you may do many of them in seconds or minutes. Even a 3-minute movement break, I like to jump rope in the hallway of my flat, contributes towards physical resilience, for example. Or maybe when you're speaking with your partner this evening, you'll enter the conversation with a mindset of more curiosity. Remember, the goal isn't to overhaul your life overnight, but to introduce small, manageable changes. Choose 1 or 2 practices to start with and gradually build from there. The key is consistency and intentionality. As you consider which resilience practices to include in your life, I encourage you to listen to your body and mind. What do they need right now? What do you need right now? Tap into your gut, your heart. Do you most need the calm brought by physical movement, the joy of connection, the stimulation of a new challenge, or the peace of emotional processing? Whatever you choose, know that each step you take is a step towards a more resilient, fulfilled life. I'd love to hear what practices you found most beneficial and how they affected your life. So be sure to send me a message, contact@changesbigandsmall.com or on Instagram, changesbigandsmall. I've just gone through the whole episode explaining resilience to you and giving you lots of ideas, but I want to recognize that you've already built a lot of resilience in your life. So let's celebrate that. Now, before we end this episode, I invite you to pause and reflect on your own experience with resilience. How resilient are you right now? And I want to also note that there are many things that can affect your resilience in a specific moment. For example, we know that people may be more susceptible to emotional overwhelm with little sleep. I've prepared a quiz for you to discover how resilient you are. You can go to changesbigandsmall.com/quiz to get it. Resilience is created from the choices you make daily, the small acts of self-love, and the commitment to your well-being. It's a testament to your strength and your capacity to grow, particularly in the face of adversity. Now for the invitation this week. It's your turn, and so I invite you to think about which areas of resilience you want to focus on this coming week. Maybe it depends on what you found out from the quiz or just from your own reflection about yourself. Whether it's extending kindness to yourself through self-acceptance, embracing curiosity to foster emotional resilience, experiencing gratitude for social resilience. Those are just some examples. This week, practice and notice how the things that you do affect you. Remember to tune in not just to your thoughts, but also to how you actually feel. I think it makes sense this week to end with gratitude and anticipation curiosity. I want to express my deepest gratitude for you allowing me to be part of your journey. I don't take it for granted that you listen even to just one episode. I appreciate your trust in me, your connection, your courage, your openness and willingness to grow. They all inspire me every day. So thank you. Next week, we'll close off this series with some integration practices. Please share your questions with me. contact@changesbigandsmall.com or changesbigandsmall on Instagram. Once more, if you want to take the resilience quiz, you can get that at changesbigandsmall.com/quiz. If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, please help me share it with more people by leaving a review. If you have a question or if you want to be a guest on the show, reach me at contact@changesbigandsmall.com. Remember, change begins with one small step. Have a great week.